540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Former Milwaukee City Attorney Tierman Spencer has entered not guilty pleas to a list of charges that spans two separate cases. Prosecutors say one case centers on claims he used city staff and resources to help himself and a business owner avoid fees, repairs, and inspections. Another case alleges he and a partner improperly bought a Northside property for far less than it was worth and tried to flip it for a big profit. His attorney calls the claims baseless and opposes a move by prosecutors to combine the two matters into one trial. A hearing on merging the cases is set for next month. If convicted on all counts, Spencer could face decades in prison. Milwaukee's 16th Street Viaduct is off limits to drivers until further notice. It comes after an inspection found major steel loss in a beam that runs the width of the bridge. The closure now covers the entire span, including the south side that was supposed to stay open during ongoing reconstruction. The bridge, 96 years old, is shut down from near Pierce to Clybourne. The city says the timeline for reopening is up in the air. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A West Dallas man has been indicted on charges of international parental kidnapping. The U.S. Eastern District Court in Milwaukee says 41-year-old Clyde Lewis Springfield took his four children overseas and failed to return. Federal prosecutors say he left for South Africa in 2021 and missed the return flight set under his custody agreement. The children were found and brought back to the U.S. the next year. Springfield was extradited from South Africa and arrested last month. Prosecutors say the case was investigated by the FBI, Homeland Security, and West Dallas Police. A deadly crash involving a snowplow shut down part of I-94 in Waukesha County yesterday. Investigators say a car slammed into the back of a county plow that had its warning lights on near Springdale Road. That sent the car spinning in front of the truck. The car's driver was rushed to the hospital and later died. The plow driver was not injured and tried to give aid at the scene. Traffic was detoured, causing long delays. The State Patrol is investigating. And Milwaukee police now have a more user-friendly website. A statement says the department has launched a modern, user-friendly website aimed at improving transparency and community engagement. The site is said to organize information into easy-to-use sections with separate pages for services, district contacts, statistics, and outreach programs. A highlight, an interactive district map to see who serves your neighborhood. The department says a donation from Phoenix Investors funded the redesign. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Badgers hockey is number one. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The rankings are out, and the Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team remains ranked number one in the nation after sweeping the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Badgers men's team ranked second in the nation behind the first place Michigan Wolverines. NFL, the Packers back at practice tomorrow. Sunday, they face the Broncos in Denver. The Broncos have won 10 games in a row. Matt LaFleur revealed that despite playing the last 2 weeks, wide receiver Dontavian Wicks still recovering from that ankle injury.
He's been battling through that, and I would say it's day to day. I mean, he was limited in practice, and we'll see how he progresses, but certainly we need him out there.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have the night off. They're going to host the Boston Celtics Thursday night at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. The Bucks trying to snap a two-game losing streak. Baseball, the editors of Baseball America have named the Milwaukee Brewers the Major League Organization of the Year and named Pat Murphy their Manager of the Year with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We have some rain and snow on the way tonight into tomorrow. We could get an inch or two of accumulation with rain and wind. Wind gusts from 30 to 40 possible later tonight into tomorrow. Today, mostly cloudy, 34, snow starts tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 25.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.